You're listening to East Coast Groove Radio.
Thank you. That is Mr. Argenis, Grito Inca, original mix. Welcome to East Coast Groove Radio. My name is Fidel Franco, and we have a pretty cool show for you. We're going to talk about the DJ Magazine 100, what I've been up to lately, our next event, and plus, you know, a couple of more things that we usually talk in this crazy world of electronic music. So hope you guys stay tuned to what we're going to talk about. Now, we are also introducing a couple of new things that I'm going to say. This might not be something that we'll do regularly, but we'll see if it works or not. Right now, we're going to return to the music. We're going to go with Christian Monique, and this is Creatures of the Abyss. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Follow us on Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/EastCoastGroove.
And we are back. Now, we're going to talk about the bullshit that's DJ Magazine. And we're going to do this really quick because you know it's bullshit. Every year, DJ Magazine gets worse and worse. And before, it used to be a big deal. They had this top 100 DJs. Back in the day, it was more into skills, who had the most tracks, who went on tour the most, who did more things to when it comes to the electronic scene. And then what happened is that it became this underground movement and it started becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and the superstar DJ was a common thing. So it wasn't about the skills or the movement or the tracks that they release or the things now. It was more about popularity. People voted, you have what you you got, and then you got it. Then you got the number one spot. When trance became popular, I think that was the beginning of the end. Not to say anything with trance, I love trance music, and I think Tiesto and Armin van Buuren and Ferry Carster, Paul Van Dyk, a lot of guys, Polo Can Fall, those guys are pioneers in the electronic music genre, especially in trance and different genres that they're actually doing right now. But now it's just a bullshit show. I see two guys, for example. The number one guy is Martin Garrix. He had the big hit called Animals, which was good. I think he should have a better spot in the years that he had that track. The second ones are Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike. I don't know who the fuck those guys are. I really don't know a lot about them. I do know that one of them tried. Dimitri Vegas was a big solo artist. Like Mike tried to be and couldn't. But I do know this. They do a lot of marketing. They pay a lot of money to a marketing firm to get those spots. There's proof that they pay even celebrities in countries like India. They go to festivals to have a marketing team for people to vote for them. It's pretty common that they have paid for it. Hartwell's number 3. Armin van Buuren's number 4. Tiesto's number 5. Then we get a number 6. Steve Aoki, number 7. Oliver Heldens, I think, is the only house DJ in the whole list, in the top 10. Number 8, Skrillex, number 9. Afrojack, number 10. Avicii, number 4, which I think he retired. Then we got Kashmir, which it's a surprise. I'm surprised that he's actually there. WNW, Calvin Harris, Don Diablo, Axel Engrosso. Don Diablo, I kind of respect a little bit. Dash Berlin, The Chainsmokers, Udman Oskan, Alesso, and Rehab. There's a whole lot of them from DJ Snakes. The fact is that this countdown, nobody cares. It's a shit show. I don't even know why they still do it, to be honest with you. I don't think it has the relevance as it used to be. And again, I will say this, and I'm going to sound like a super old head. 10 years ago, DJ Mag Top 100 was something that people waited for. It was something that, people really, really wanted to be in this list, from the underground DJ to the mainstream DJ. And it was something, there was something special about it. We're talking about 2006, 2005. There was something really special about it, just because you had guys from the drum and bass scene, like Andy C, to Gavel, to every type of electronic music genre, you had it. Now, it's pretty much, like, they put people now, but it's just, just to put them there. Just to make sure that they're there. But, there's guys like, for example, that Ricardo Villalobos, come on. Like, I don't think he's ever been in this. He's never even been in the top 20 position that I can remember. Like, Ricardo Villalobos. Right now, Black Madonna was killing it this year. The lack of women in this is crazy. I think there's only, like, let me see, this, the lack of women in this countdown is crazy. I think there's just one girl. So you can tell, like, there's a lot of good artists that are doing a whole lot of things. And the fact that Daft Punk is number 72, it's crazy. I don't really know why I'm talking too much about it, but it's part of the electronic. I think I reminisce the older days of it, and I'm gonna sound like an old head on this, but I think I do. It had a lot of talent, and you discover guys that they weren't, like, if you were a house guy, you never saw the trance or the breakbeat guy, but this this list made you think, oh, this is the best guy in the breakbeat world, and you should listen to him because he's like the best guy. Now, it's not even any diversity at all, but anyways, that's DJ Magazine for you. I'm not gonna spend too much time about it. I'm gonna put some more music. This is Ivanchi, and this is Marchin' Hobo. Hope you like it. We'll be right back. That is Joe T. Vanelli, Proud and Thankful, the Deep Shakers remix. This is a part of a compilation by Macro Records. It's called ADE Deluxe Remixes. ADE is the Amsterdam Dance Event, which just happened. A lot of good music there. It's a five-day conference that is taking place in Holland. And it's definitely one of the places that people should actually go and check out. It's definitely a place that you can go and meet people and, you know, connect, watch your favorite DJ, your favorite DJ's DJ. It's definitely some place that if you are into this culture, you should go. I haven't gone, which I need to, but this year I probably, well, next year I will be starting to go to conference. I'm gonna go to the Winter Music Conference in Miami. Hopefully everything is all right by then and I should be able to go. So definitely that's my goal. Probably I will go to the ADE next year as well, but I'm gonna try to go to different conference and, you know, connect to people, connect with people in the business, connect with people in real life, because it's not just social media. It has to be more than that. So having that said, I'm preparing another event. Weed East Coast Groove. We talked about it on the last podcast. Now, this event is probably going to be in November 19th. I'm still in the tweaks of doing things like that. It could be a game changer for here in New Brunswick because it's a different venue. It's quite expensive. It's the most riskiest event that I have ever done. Quite frankly, it's, you know, I never earn any money. I don't earn a lot of money doing events. That's a big misconception that people have about events. But this one, I know I'm not gonna earn any money. But the fact that it's a game changer for the scene in New Brunswick just makes me do it. Just because of the fact that it could be a good relationship between us and the government. I think it's long overdue that a lot of governments, not only in Canada but in different places, I think they need to realize that electronic music is an art. It's a form of art. It's an expression, and it needs to be taken as such. Now, some people get overfull by the drugs, some people overfull by the party. Don't get me wrong, there is partying, there's dancing, and drugs are everywhere. Doesn't matter what the territory comes with, because it's all over the place. But it seems like here they don't take it as a DJ. It's not just a guy that takes two turntables and just goes record to record. It's somebody that's feeling an expression, and it's feeling a certain type of way, and makes one record, makes two records blend in one, and it's able to create a different experience every time. Doesn't matter what style you're playing, and I definitely think that needs to be recognized by everywhere. I mean, you know, if you recognize a guitarist or a drummer or a band, I mean, I think the DJs and the producer need to be recognized as such. Why do I'm saying this? I'm saying this because I'm still looking for other things to do. I do this radio show. I do the website, which is, it's getting to a new redesign, like a new year. I think we need to step it up a little bit more. But I'm still looking for different ways to promote it. As much as I've been doing all night events, and they're fun, and people go to it, and they, you know, the guys get to play their stuff. It definitely has certain holes that needs to be fixed. For example, it's kind of hard. You do an event with just two or three DJs. You have to bring a whole lot of DJs so they can bring their crews, and everybody can come, and all the crews get together, and everybody goes and has a good time. The problem with that is that, you know, you'll have to bring a certain amount of DJs, a certain amount of time, and, you know, equipment. And a lot of the artists, nobody does it for the money. I don't do it for the money, that's one. But, you know, it would be nice if everybody would be able to get a piece of the pie, especially in a small place like this. But it's really difficult. So having that thinking, I think there should be something else that needs to be done. And I'm thinking of doing a couple of conferences to start with that. So I think I'm going to do that. And if you're listening and you think it's a good idea, just let me know. Definitely something that I definitely take feedback. Just because I think that there's a couple of things that need to be addressed. And I think, like I said, if educating people is the way to do it. I think conferences and meetings and things like that is the way that we educate people into the things that we do. So that's definitely something I won't talk about it too much now. I definitely don't talk about it. I don't get this personal on the show. I should actually get a little bit more personal. I'm going to get a little bit more personal in different shows just because I think it's a way for me to vent about the scene and, you know, maybe about my life. I don't think I'm going to tell too much about my life, but you know, if I feel like it, I will, but I'm not going to do this too often. But I really feel like there must be something more that we should add, especially in the maritime scene, for people to be educated and people to be, you know, concerned of what we're doing. That it's just not a party. It's more of a, you know, it's more for artists to be represented, and it's art. It's basically art, and it needs to be recognized as such. Now, you know, doing events, it's pretty cool, but I mean, especially, I wish I could bring big DJs, but no, we have to bring locals, and the locals need to be recognized, and it would be nice that everybody would be recognized as artists, as people that are doing their events, and they're able to perform this art. So definitely going to work on that. That's definitely something I want to get out of my chest a little bit. And, you know, it's a way for me to express how I feel about this movement. I definitely will be going to more conference. I think that will help me educate myself more about the most. I know a lot about the business, but I think I'm always learning. So I think I will learn more from different people. So definitely I will go more to those type of things. But I have to go to other cities like Toronto, Miami, Amsterdam, London, and that's expensive. So who knows how I'm going to do it, but I'll try to do it. So we're going to keep with this compilation. I'm going to play two more tracks. The one I'm going to play is for Velasquez, and this is called In the Groove. This is Bultrago Remix. Hope you enjoy it. Also, I wanted to shout out CBC, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Company or Corporation, whatever you want to call it. CBC New Brunswick, they did an interview with me and my co-host Marcus Martial from my other podcast that's called Black in the Maritimes. Shout out to them with a radio interview on 106.1 FM this morning. That was pretty cool. If you want to check out my other podcast, it's a little bit different from what I do here. It's called Black in the Maritimes. You can just check it out on SoundCloud. And I talk about pretty much my experience here about living in the East Coast of Canada. I don't talk about it much in this one, but I do talk about it a lot on the other one. And we talk about certain issues and different things that are going around. So it's not really music oriented, but you can just check it out and check it for yourself. So that's something. Another thing, we are redoing East Coast Groove. You will see it. I don't know if I should launch it this year or next year. So that's something that I'm going to check. Now, one of the things that I wanted to check, which I checked with CBC, there was a 15-year-old kid that had a ton of drugs and guns. And I don't know how the fuck he got it. It's kind of crazy to know that somebody got access to all of that, all of those things, and it's a teenager. And I'm still a little bit baffled on how that happened. The fact that, you know, one of the things that I bring this up is because every time we try to do an electronic music event here in the Maritimes, a lot of the older people think about drugs. And I never done drugs in my life. And I think if you listen to this, you already know that because I've been pretty adamant about it. I don't condemn the user just because, you know, that is your choice. It's a choice. If you want to, you know, do it, that's your thing. But the fact that this 16-year-old Fredericton boy was caught with a value of $178,000 worth of drugs, he's still in jail. The fact that this kid had this access, it makes me believe that, you know, governments need to, instead of the media, well, not the government, the media and the government, instead of paying attention to the effects of music, I think you should see more the effects of parenting. I think the parenting of these, like, how does a 16-year-old kid get a hold of all of this, and the parents, where are the parents? I mean, it's just crazy for me how somebody will be able to do. And I have kids, so it makes me think about, like, wow, I gotta be watching what the hell my kids are doing, because, I mean, this is crazy that somebody would have access to this much stuff at that age, and you know, and guns, and you know, be in a different world that, you know, people wouldn't even dream of. I didn't dream of when I was 16. I probably was just messing up with music and watching MTV and things like that. I wasn't even thinking about things like that. So it's kind of crazy how things are right now. So definitely that's something to think about. I don't know, you know, what it's going to be, but frig, it's amazing how people are getting this access. And it makes me think, like I said, I think a lot of people are condemning music, and they condemn music with drugs when that's really not the issue. I think the issue is that we need to be more educated about everything, and you know, we should be always pro-choice, whatever people want, and you know, make sure that what that decision is safe for everybody. So, you know, that the majority feels safe. Not necessarily what's right or wrong, because, you know, that's always going to be a debate about what's safe for the majority of the people, because some people are not going to be safe, and that's the way life is, unfortunately. We wish everybody would be safe, but that's just not the case. But definitely, it's something to think about. But we're going to go back to the music. We're going to play another track, and then I'm going to probably end this show, we'll see, or play another track, who knows. This is Kurt, Robert, and Basley, and this is Maneuver. Hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
That is Sebastian Osavelas. The first track we played was Ruptura, and the second one is Unequal. This is part of his EP. Hope you support it. This is the end of East Coast Groove. My name is Fidel Franco. Follow us on all social media, Facebook, SoundCloud, anything that you got. Please follow us. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow us on Mixcloud, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Go to our website at www.eastcoastgroove.com.